Last performer, I'd like to do some thank yous. First of all, to Buffy Groves, who had to leave, but she did a wonderful set. And also for Bill Kehoe, I don't know if he's here either, but you know, they both did a great set, so we can applaud anyway, right? And they can probably hear us. And to Ron Hertz, who did an outstanding mini set and delighted us, no end. To Ira Grauman, our sound volunteer here, who does such a great job and helps out at the Umbrella Open Mic when help is needed. He is recording everybody. You can check your performances by getting on his website. What is it? Openmicrecordings.com, and that's in my emails always, so you can check that. And he also does the video of the evening, so you can find out how you did. But I'd like to thank, and I'd like to thank Dan Senyi, who helped out so well tonight, too. Thank you, Dan. We're back here on January 4th, as I said before, with Terrence Hegarty and Mary Pratt. And which will be great. And I'd also like to ask you, after Annabelle does our closing song, if you'd please take any stuff you have, food stuff, any other stuff, and take care of it. And if you want to talk, talk in the hall so the staff can come and clear up. Well, I'm very pleased. Annabelle emailed me and said she had a closing song for us. So please welcome back Annabelle Gretz.
Yep. That's excellent. Thank you so much. Not too many years ago, well, back in the mid-80s, I was doing a lot of work on the solstice and realized how universal was the practice of lighting fires and lights in the days leading up to the winter solstice. And at the winter solstice, I'm going to sing a song by Sidney Carter introduced by a poem that I wrote, about 1985-86, called The Song for the Longest Night. There was a song oft sung in the longest night of peace and joy, of hope and light, of love's old secret it told. We are one on the earth, we are one neath the sun, we are one from our birth. As we live, there are none shall turn one against the other. For the song, it is one, we sing it together. Every voice and every heart sang this song, I well recall, till one day it stopped. Now no one at all remembers that song from the longest night. It stopped when a ruler of awesome might said, this song is mine. It stopped when a tyrant, a hateful fright said, the song will not be sung. It stopped when a holy man searching for light said, from the devil it comes. It stopped when a scholar, learned and bright, said, you sing it wrong. Then every man, every woman, every child forgot the song, forgot they were one, and the day came along when they fought with each other, sister against brother, for my land, my way, my home they fought. And peace, love, and joy, well, they quickly forgot. And the song, it vanished, vanished into the air till no one alive could sing it, not a soul anywhere. And I spent my life searching, seeking the song that was sung in that long, long ago. I found many songs to pierce the dark night, many voices who sang with bring joy and light. And I learned as I searched for this wonderful song, a truth that slowly and surely did grow in my heart. One song, one path will never be found to be sung and unite the whole world in sound. But each song we sing has that power and might to join and unite all the singers of earth in one joyful chorus of hope, love, and light. Loud are the bells of Norwich, and the people come and go. Here by the Tower of Gillian, I tell them what I know. Ring out, bells of Norwich, and let the winter come and go. All shall be well again, I know. Love like the yellow daffodil is coming through the snow. Love like the yellow daffodil is Lord of all I know. Ring out, bells of Norwich, and let the winter come and go. All shall be well again, I know. Ring for the Tower of Julia, the flower in the snow. Ring for the bells of Norwich, and tell them what I know. Ring out, bells of Norwich, and let the winter come and go. All shall be well again, I know. All shall be well, I'm telling you. Let the winter come and go. All shall be well again, I know. Merry Midwinter.